Thank you. Good morning. I am Commissioner Dick Marzano, Port of Tacoma Vice President, calling to order the regular meeting of the Port of Tacoma Commission on January 21st, 2026. The time now is 10 a.m. Also present are Commissioners Kristen Ang, J.T. Wilcox, Commissioner Deanna Keller is remote, and Commissioner McCarthy is absent and excused. Our meeting is being held at the Fabulous Center and streamed live on the meeting page of our Port of Tacoma's website at www.portoftacoma.com. The commission will meet in executive session until 12 o'clock to discuss two minimum price sale of real estate items and also two potential litigation items.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The factors that are allowed to be discussed during executive session that relate to real estate are as follows: the size and zoning of the property, the distance from and connectivity to deep water marine terminals, the potential for job creation and consistency with the port's strategic plan. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Good afternoon. This is Commission Vice President Dick Marzano. The time now is 12 o'clock. We were in executive session from 10 o'clock to 11:20 to discuss two minimum price of sale real estate items under RCW 42.30.11, parentheses 1, parentheses C, and two potential litigation items, RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1, parentheses I. If we could, let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We acknowledge that we are in the traditional homelands of the Puyallup tribe. The Puyallup people have lived on and stewarded these lands and continue to do so today. We consider the tribe to be our partners in many of the efforts we undertake. On the agenda, the first item, the approval of the agenda, our first item is to approve today's agenda. We need to make a change in that. If we could, please, if I don't have an objection, we move item 6A, which is the election of officers, up before proceeding with the rest of the order. I would now call for a motion to approve the agenda. Item 6A, 2026, election of officers, to immediately follow the approval of the agenda.
I so moved.
Second.
Thank you. It's approved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Ang and seconded by Commissioner Wilcox. Very quickly, I'm here today with both Commissioner Wilcox and Commissioner Ang. Commissioner Keller is remotely, and Commissioner McCarthy is absent and excused. With that, are there any questions or comments or amendments? Seeing none, I'd like to call for the vote in. I'd like to, via roll call from the clerk, if I could, please.
Yes. Commissioner Ang.
Aye.
Commissioner Keller.
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano.
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox.
Aye.
Okay, the motion passed. Is there any one here who would like to make any other changes to the posted agenda? I see no hands. So with that, I will call upon Alicia Brackovich.
All right, good afternoon. For the record, Alicia Brackovich, Chief of Special Projects and Commission Relations. And we are here today to request your approval of the 2026 slate of commission officers. For background, per the bylaws, we come to you in December with a proposed slate of officers and then come to you at the first meeting of the year with an action item to approve that slate of officers. The commission rotates these positions annually. When there are elections and there are new commissioners elected, we do change up the rotation such that those newly elected commissioners are afforded the opportunity to serve as commission president before their first term expires. So with that said, this is the proposed slate, if you have seen before in December, and this is what we'll be voting on today for your approval. As President, Commissioner Marzano; Vice President, Commissioner Keller; Secretary, Commissioner Eng, First Assistant Secretary, Commissioner Wilcox, and lastly, Second Assistant Secretary, Commissioner McCarthy.
Thank you. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Wilcox, second by Commissioner Eng. Any questions and or comments? Commissioner Keller, Commissioner Wilcox, or Commissioner Eng? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Do you need to do a roll call?
Oh, yes, I do. Aye. Of course I do.
Thank you.
See how quickly we get corrected?
Commissioner Eng.
Aye.
Commissioner Keller.
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano.
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox.
Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes. Next on the agenda is the Executive Director's report, so I'll turn that over to Mr. Eric Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director, Port of Tacoma. I have a couple of things to go over today, not too long. First thing I want to do is welcome Commissioner J.T. Wilcox to his first Port of Tacoma Commission meeting. Congratulations on your election, and it's good to see you here.
Thank you.
The first thing I'll mention is that we participated in the Fife School District's annual STEAM Career Opportunities Program. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. And we always participate in that. We have a number of staff that made a showing of that to show the careers that we have in the port industry in that world. Thais Howard, Rick Atkinson, Steve Bowles, and the maintenance staff came out and showcased the working waterfront jobs. They had about 100 kids there, so that's great. The next item is I want to introduce one of our new staffers, Alice McDaniel, who is here today. I believe I saw her earlier. Can you stand up, Alice? Is she out there? There she is. She's right in the front.
Welcome.
She's our new local government affairs representative in the government affairs section, and she started a couple weeks ago. We're glad to have her on board. Her most recent position was with the county assessor's office. finally, I want to mention another piece of good news. We have a bit of a milestone this week at the Maritime Center. You've been getting reports on this for a while, but we finally have the new railroad tracks on site and being installed. So they've been long promised, they've been delayed, there's been ups and downs, and it doesn't sound like much, but getting the railroad to put those new tracks in there is a big, big deal, and those are finally going in. They should be done this weekend, and they're gonna do the cutover, which is moving the trains to the new tracks this weekend or early next week, so that's great news. And then several of you last month or the month before asked if we could join the IAPH, the International Association of Ports and Harbors, which is a 70-year-old global organization that it's exactly what it sounds like. It's International Ports. And we have officially joined them and have been accepted. So we are now IAPH members for your information. Finally, wrapping it up, we finished up a boat ramp repair on the Puyallup River. I wouldn't bring it up normally, but this is an obligation that the port has under the 1989 Puyallup land claim settlement to maintain fishing access for the tribe on the Puyallup River. So that boat ramp has been there since the late 80s. It needed repairs. It was being undermined by the river. So we went in and replaced that with new wheel curbs and precast concrete and got that all fixed. So that's in place, and I just wanted to mention that because of its importance to the tribe. And then finally, wrapping it up, we're joining a coalition of interests to work on sustainable maritime fuels. Sustainable maritime fuels are an area that there's a lot of interest in because of the environmental sensitivity of bunker fuel. And so there's a coalition of folks, including vessel operators, fuel providers, ports, and others. The Port of Seattle is involved. They're actually having a conference on this, I believe, next in March. So we're working in that space. If you've got questions, you can direct them to me or to Jason Jordan, and he can answer any questions you have about what we're doing in that space. But there's a fair amount of activity there. And that's the end of my report, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Executive Director Johnson? Okay, next on the agenda is the public comment period. We will now invite public comment. As a reminder, public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person, pursuant to RCW 42.56. Recorded public comments and public meetings sign-up sheets, including the name and the contact person information provided. Has there been anybody that signed up? Is there anybody in the audience that wants to make any public comment regarding anything? Seahawks, you name it. Huh? Okay, seeing none, that will conclude our public comment period. Next is the consent agenda. And the consent agenda are considered routine and taken up by one motion and vote unless any commissioner requests an item to be removed for individual consideration. And with that, I'm going to turn over to Executive Director Johnson to go through our consent agenda.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. This is an unusually long consent agenda. Usually there's only two or three things on it. But I assure you, I've been through all of these items. I've explained them all to the commissioners, and they're all, I think, legitimately on the consent calendar. In addition to the normal minutes and check certs, we've got an amendment with the school district to accept a cleanup grant pass-through from the legislature for $1 million for the cleanup that we did out there. It went to the school district, and they're passing it through to us. So that's a good thing. We've got the Microsoft Azure Cloud Service Purchase Organization that's part of our regular Microsoft contract. We've got additional funding, not much, just a little bit of money for the U.S. Gypsum Arkema cleanup that you have been briefed on. We've got a partial settlement with the Department of Ecology on the industrial stormwater general permit that you already voted on as members of the Seaport Alliance. So this is just a Port of Tacoma vote that mirrors the port of the Northwest Seaport Alliance vote that you did earlier this year. Finally, we've got an amendment to the grant that we gave to the city of Gig Harbor for their Ansich boat dock. They need more time because the permits have taken longer than they thought. So all we're doing is extending the time for that grant, I believe, by 1 year. And then finally, we're renewing the contract benefits for the terminal security officers out at the SSA terminal. That is a pass-through cost. They're employees of the port, but their salaries and benefits are paid by SSA as part of the agreement. But we actually have to do the contract renewal, so you need to approve that. But SSA will pay the pass-through. And that's the extent of the consent agenda.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions with regard to that? If not, could I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, moved by Commissioner Ang, seconded by Commissioner Wilcox. With that, I'll turn to the clerk for our vote.
Commissioner Ang.
Aye.
Commissioner Keller.
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano.
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox.
Aye.
Thank you.
And that passed, thank you. Okay, that brings us to the commission actions items, and I see people coming forward. This is regard to 2026.01 PT Master Benefit and Salary Resolution, and I'll turn it over to you.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I'm Tricia Perez, Manager of Human Resources, and with me is Jenny Kalin, Manager of Human Resources. And we are here today to present Resolution 2026-01 PT, the Master Benefit and Salary Resolution. The action that we are requesting today is to adopt Resolution 2026-01 PT, Master Benefit and Salary Resolution, establishing benefits and salaries for employees. We call it the MBSR. This would supersede Resolution 2025-01 PT and all prior master benefit and salary resolutions. As some background for you, the Port of Tacoma Commission is authorized by RCW 53.08.170 to create and fill positions, establish salary ranges, and establish benefits for its employees by resolution. The Commission charges the Executive Director with the administration of the benefit and salary programs for non-represented employees, including the administrative details, by adoption of the Master Benefit and Salary Resolution. The updates presented in the 2026 MBSR are administrative in nature. They were made to improve consistency, enhance grammar and clarity, and align the document with current policy language. There is a 2.8% cost of labor adjustment to the salary schedule included in this MBSR.
So for the 2.8% salary adjustment for the cost of labor, while pay for performance and market adjustment increases to actual employee salaries are approved as a part of the annual budget, The Port of Tacoma's salary ranges for non-represented employees are reviewed annually and, as appropriate, adjusted based on current market salary data and trends, and it is our goal to monitor those conditions to ensure competitiveness while being strategic and fiscally responsible in our decisions and recommendations. Adjusting the ranges allows us to maintain competitive ranges, which is a key component of attracting and retaining a high-performing workforce. When evaluating the range adjustments, it's common practice to focus on the labor market as a whole. Every year, our contracted consultants provide us with a composite of the World at Work Salary Budget Survey, the Bureau of Labor Statistics Economic Employment Cost Index, and other data, along with a recommendation for the range adjustments and for the merit increase budget. This year, the consultants are recommending a 2.8% increase, and the World at Work 2026 Salary and Budget Survey predicts government employees are projected to adjust salary ranges by 2.8% as well. And while they're a valid and possible prediction, the Milliman salary surveys that we participate in are predicting an aggregate 3.9% structure adjustment for all participants. Here is a composite table of what the predictions and recommendations were in the past, how the port has moved or proposes to move the salary ranges each year, and over time we've made small increases to the salary ranges, which allow us to not have to do a major catch-up to the local labor market. With this information taken into consideration, staff is recommending a 2.8% cost of labor adjustment to the salary ranges for non-represented employees, effective April 1st, 2026. It is important to note that when the port does adjust salary ranges, employees do not receive corresponding increases to their pay. Employees generally move through the range with their performance increases, and only those employees whose pay would be below the new minimum of their range would receive an increase, and at that time it would only be to the minimum. At this time, no employees would fall below the minimum of the new ranges. We are asking that you adopt Resolution 2026-01-PT, the Master Benefit and Salary Resolution, establishing benefits and salaries for employees, which supersedes Resolution 2025-01-PT and all prior Master Benefit and Salary Resolutions.
Thank you. Before we get to questions and discussion, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Wilcox, seconded by Commissioner Ng. And questions or comments? I'll go to Commissioner Keller first, if she has anything.
Thank you very much. No questions at this time.
Anyone else? I just want to make a quick comment because we go through this every year. And for the people out there that may be listening, maybe the one or two persons that are on this, no one is getting a salary increase right now, as you stated. What we're trying to do is make sure we are in compliance with what the labor market is basically calling for and making sure we don't go below that where we have to catch up, and at the same time, making sure we can be competitive to the private market along with the labor force that's out there, right?
Correct.
Okay. Seeing that, I'll turn to the clerk for the vote, please.
Commissioner Ng.
Aye.
Commissioner Keller.
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano.
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, and that is approved. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And here comes Alicia again for motion to approve the 2026 Commission Board and Work Group Assignments.
All right, good afternoon. Again, for the record, Elise Praskovich, Chief Strategic Projects and Commission Relations. This is our favorite topic of the year, boards and work groups. So what we're going to ask you to do today is to approve your assignments on the various external, internal boards and work groups. And so for background for the bylaws, we came to you at your last meeting to do a briefing on this, to talk through some of your input, maybe share some of your concerns, etc. What we've done since then is collected all the input that we have received, and what you're looking at today is the proposed final slate of your various positions on boards and work groups. So what I want to do here first is just start with the external boards, and these will be the next two slides. You're all very familiar with these, so in lieu of just reading out each one, what I'd prefer to do is just pause and hold this up here and then open it up for any discussion or any further questions.
I'm not seeing a hand up from Commissioner Keller, and because we have crickets up here, you're not hearing anything either. So.
Okay. And just to wrap up, these are the final four external boards, some of which are already assigned. For instance, the last one, Commissioner Keller on the WPPA board.
Seeing nothing again.
Okay, I'm going to shift to looking internally. The port now, and starting in 2026, now just has two internal work groups, and these are the proposed assignments for those two. And then lastly, going to the four Seaport Alliance internal work groups, four positions here, and this is the proposed slate.
Okay.
And this is just a summary of, if approved today, the total number of various internal work groups or boards and committees that the commissioners stand on. And just for final numbers here, it does include where a commissioner is assigned alternate. So if one commissioner has several alternate positions, those are counted in the final tally. So following approval and adoption of this today, staff will work with the commissioners and continuing to provide administrative or other such support as you sit on these various roles. So with that, I'm requesting you approve the 2026 assignments on boards and work groups.
Thank you. Before I ask for a motion, I want to make something aware of that in the course of the year, it's a rarity, but if there's a need for involvement in another board or another work group or whatever else, my intention would be to bring it back to the full commission and to get their approval on anybody going forward who would want to volunteer, who would want to be a part of that. So in the event that was to happen, it would come in front of this full commission. Okay. Gotcha. With that, I'd like to see, is there a motion and a second with regards to the request?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Ang, seconded by Commissioner Wilcox, and I will turn it over to the clerk.
Calling for the vote, Commissioner Ang.
Aye.
Commissioner Keller.
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano.
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox.
Aye.
Passes.
Thank you. And our next item, and you're taking care of that too, I see. So
yes,
right
last item. This is our international travel for the first half of 2026, and we're going to walk through each of these for your approval. We're going to take them one by one instead of just approving all of them in totality. So working with our fellow cohorts over at the Seaport Alliance, we have different trips for you listed here first. As Director Johnson mentioned, we are now members of the International Association of Ports and Harbors. What they have here coming up in Singapore in April is a technical committee that is in conjunction with Singapore Maritime Week. So if you see two different line items here, it's effectively giving commissioners the option to, one, just attend the technical committee, or two, attend both the technical committee as well as Singapore Maritime Week that IAPH is sponsoring. And those total costs for the first trip would be $10,000. That would assume one, a per commissioner cost. So that $10,000 would be for one commissioner to attend. And same on the second trip, $11,500. Maritime Week extends a little bit further than the technical committee.
I have a quick question with regards to the technical committee days. Do you know what that entails?
I would like actually to bring Jason Jordan up, who's represented the port at that in the past.
Good afternoon, commissioners. For the record, Jason Jordan, Senior Director, Environmental Planning. Commissioner, it's a good question. So we sit, there's several committees that make up the IAPH. There's the legal committee, but the committee that I'm most familiar with is the Environmental Committee. And at this meeting, the proposal is to continue to talk about sustainability and emission reduction options and alternatives that would be kind of international standards, if you will, through IAPH. And I'm trying to remember, I believe there's two other committees, but legal and environmental are the two that I'm most familiar with.
Okay. Well, my follow-up question would that be more in tune to be something staff should be attending? Not that a commissioner can't, don't get me wrong, but.
Well, totally a commissioner executive call. We always welcome commissioners. I will say, based on my own experience at IAPH, when we do bring a commissioner, it's a different level of engagement. And many of the Asian ports really see commissioners at almost as an extension of our federal government. So those are interesting conversations, but it's absolutely something, if it's the will of executives in the commission, that staff could cover.
Okay, thank you. So do you want to? You want us to go on each one of these, right?
Each one, and of course, this does not commit the port to attending necessarily. It authorized the funds should the Port of Tacoma staff or commissioners want to attend.
Got it. Commissioner Keller, Commissioner Keller, then Commissioner Ng.
Great, thank you very much. With IAPH, I understand that all of these have a registration fee attached to this. I know with AAPA, the Association of American Public Ports, that can be transferred. If somebody doesn't attend, that can be transferred. I think it's my understanding that with IAPH, that if someone cancels the trip, then we're out of the registration fee, which is significant. So I just want to follow up with that, as well as making sure that commissioners understand that if you intend to, you know, cancel out at the last minute, that, you know, what the obligations are with regard to the port.
Thank you. Commissioner Ray?
Yeah, I was taking a look at these and was surprised they're on there, but with the two, Singapore Maritime Week and IAPH, could they not have been combined? And I was also looking at the Southeast Asia trip with regards to Singapore. The last time I was there, we did meet with our major client. The most, actually the largest customer we have for the Port of Tacoma is ONE, based in Singapore at the Husky, for the Husky terminal. Could they not be just combined? I know Jason had talked to me about this and I was like, well, you know, I've reached middle age and these flights are now taking a toll on me more than I'd like. And combining them and with appointments is better than going twice.
I'll continue. Two things. I think the International Association of Ports of Harbors, when I talked to their leadership, this was really piggybacking on Maritime Week. Yes. So the idea was there were going to be a lot of entities at Maritime Week. It would be a great time for IAPH and the committee meeting days to join as well. There will be two international events with IAPH. The next one will be in the August, September,
November annual in London.
So keep that in mind. But to answer your question specifically, I did mention to CEO Wolf from the Seaport Alliance that there's this opportunity with Maritime Week. He also acknowledged that ONE was in Singapore. What I don't know, Commissioner, is if there's an intent to actually marry up a meeting with ONE at Maritime Week. But he was evaluating that, and I think he was kind of waiting to hear if you all were going to go through this process.
Well, yeah, it makes sense considering Singapore is one of the largest transshipment, one of the top 10 ports in the world. And I can imagine the shippers are all there, everybody else like TPM. I just was just hoping it'd be just combined instead of different trips.
Yeah, as of sitting before you here today, there's technically today no scheduled customer meetings or visits that the Alliance has shared.
And I always say, like, if the Port of Seattle's there on behalf of the Alliance, Port of Tacoma should as well.
Okay. Any other questions with regards to these two international trips? I just have one. I want to follow up on what Commissioner Keller, if you could get us what the registration costs for that technical committee days are, or anything for that matter with regards to international travel, if there's a registration fee, if you could somehow attach that to each one of these two?
I can.
Thank
you.
Okay, seeing no one else, no other questions, excuse me, I'm going to make you a commissioner before things over.
Can I have a motion first?
Yes, a motion, that's what I was going to get to, you're not letting me get there. All those in, I need a motion for these two travel.
Are you taking them all as one vote then, or?
We're going to take these two right now.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yes.
And then we'll go from there. So is there a motion for these two?
So moved.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Ang, seconded by Commissioner Wilcox. Any questions or further discussion? Seeing none, Clerk of the Port.
Calling for the vote. Commissioner Ang?
Aye.
Commissioner Keller?
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano?
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox?
Aye.
Thank you, passes.
Now, the next couple.
So the next here, the first one, Asia customer visits. Again, we get this information primarily from the Seaport Alliance. And so this would be Asia Pacific area in April. No firm yet set dates for that, but this would be meeting with current and potential customers in the Asia Pacific trade route. And most of the countries on the list right now include Vietnam, Taipei, and Korea. And then the second one here is Southeast Asia customer visit. We did get a late notice from the Alliance that this may in fact push into Q3, but I kept it on here as a just in case. We can always bring it back to Commission when we approve the second half of the year travel. But that trip would include exploring emerging market opportunities and potential customers in those three countries listed there.
If I could, is there any reason, if you said it might go down to Q3, of just putting or Q3 in there right now? So,
sure.
You know, instead of bringing that, is if that's any objections to that from my fellow commissioners?
I don't know, Heather, from a bylaws perspective, authorizing foreign travel out through Q3, I don't remember anything in there that would preclude that. But
there's nothing in the bylaws that specifies the timing, just that it has to be approved by the commission.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So let's do that. Okay, with regards to that, is there a motion before we get to questions or discussion with regards to these two, which talks about Asia customer visits and the Asia customer visits in either Q2 or Q3?
Well, I'll move unless we want to leave some room for Deanna.
Okay, Commissioner Wilcox has moved and Commissioner Ang has seconded. Discussion or questions?
Oh.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to just highlight how Vietnam has risen in the ranks, becoming our third or fourth largest customer to match Korea, in which Port of Tacoma has a really great relationship, and that's how we built our break bulk and auto carrier business, and that's why we do go there, and Taipei is evergreen line. However, it is very noticeable in the time that I've been on commission that we have not gone to China, our number one trading partner. And since 2018, since the first round of tariffs, we've lost 40% of our business during that time, yet they're still our number one. And then number two, Japan. I do kind of wonder how come we don't do that, although I believe we could make better relationships there and pursue more businesses with regards to Port of Tacoma real estate and other issues. It's just that it's just noticeably absent that our number one and number two is never in our Asia customer visits. Although I know we are trying to explore more Southeast Asia markets, I do think we still have to maintain relationships when it's our number one and number two, just to note that. And that most of these costs is actually the flights. It's the flight, not even the registration fee, not even the hotels. It really is the flight. That's it.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Seeing none, I turn it over to the clerk for the vote.
Commissioner Ang?
Aye.
Commissioner Keller?
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano?
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox?
Aye.
Passes.
And that is it, but I do want to make a quick comment with regard to that too, is during the course of the year, very seldom does this happen, but it may happen where travel is requested based on things that have happened. In the event that does, I will make sure that all of the commissioners are aware of it, a discussion to follow, and seeing if we want to participate in the event that was to happen. Let's hope it doesn't. So with that, that concludes our commission action items. We are now at special order of business. I don't believe we have anything there. Committee reports, I don't think we have anything there. No issue briefings.
New business?
We didn't. I just went by that because I knew we didn't have anything.
Oh, okay.
No, thank you. Announcements, commissioner comments. I'll go to Commissioner Keller first.
I want to warmly welcome Commissioner J.T. Wilcox, and thank you so much. You're going to add so much to this commission. Really excited that you ran for office and that you agreed to continue to publicly serve. So thank you again for being here.
Commissioner Hang.
Say a happy new year to all. I think it's going to be a great year at the Port of Tacoma, and a welcome to Commissioner Wilcox. I'm excited to collaborate and work with you and with the Marzano presidency. Me too. I'm excited about that. And go Hawks.
Yes. Commissioner Wilcox.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the kind words from my two fellow commissioners. I just want to say I'm happy to join this group. I appreciate the collegiality. It's a nice contrast. And my experience going back now for a couple of months with the staff has been tremendous. And I really appreciate the onboarding efforts that have been made. The accommodations to my schedule are very much appreciated, and the very thorough briefings from Eric and others have been beyond my expectations.
Thank you. Just final comments that I have. I'd like to also thank and welcome Commissioner Wilcox. Look forward to that. But one of the things that you will see that I've experienced throughout my years as a commissioner is the professional and hardworking staff we have. And I cannot thank you all enough for all that you do. I know we as a commission could not be where we are and moving forward without your dedication and your hard work. So it's greatly appreciated. Also, I have a bad habit of waking up real early in the morning and turning on MSN Now or whatever it is and looking at the political climate. And, you know, besides the challenges that we face internally, it's a lot of the external stuff that's beyond our control. And what we need to do is be adaptable, be able to be flexible in the sense that we will meet those challenges and move forward. So once again, I want to thank the staff for everything, and Eric, you and everything that you do. So with that, it's time now is 12, wow. Short meeting, right? 12:37, and we stand adjourned.
I think
go Hawks.